What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
Blockchain and cryptocurrencies are fundamentally changing how money changes hands. As their potential goes mainstream, it's possible that commercial real estate may be among the top industries disrupted, both the way we transact and in the usage of surplus space. All digital commercial real estate transactions may not be a reality yet, but the possibilities are exciting. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Yael Tamar, Chief Marketing Officer and partner at SolidBlock. SolidBlock offers an end-to-end platform which lets asset owners easily tokenize their real estate assets, dividing it up into digital shares which can be traded among investors. Last year, SolidBlock tokenized the first commercial property in the world in Aspen, Colorado, which raised $18 million for the prestigious St. Regis Aspen Resort. This episode is brought to you by InCheck by SiteComply. InCheck is a building operations platform used by thousands of property management teams to get visibility, accountability, and consistency and grow their portfolios and profits. To find out more, go to incheckapp.com. That's incheckapp.com. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Yael about her background and what led her to join SolidBlock.
My name is Yael Tamar, and I'm a partner and CMO at SolidBlock. And SolidBlock is a platform and a real estate alternative investment bank, I would say, that helps to increase access to great real estate deals and help them get funded. So my background, I guess, would start 15 years ago when I moved to Israel after finishing school and a second degree in economics and working a little bit on Wall Street for a broker-dealer. I moved to Israel and I started working in finance, and I dealt with real estate funds, with communication, public company and communication, and I kind of moved through different financial products, and it all seemed to me like a game of pension funds and family offices and basically accredited investors and so on. And as soon as we tried to create a product for just the regular people, you know, out there that have very limited access to really great investment products. There was a glitch, I would say, in the company and a money laundering case, and the whole thing was thrown out of the window, which tremendously upset me at the time. So basically, ever since then, I kind of wanted to create an amazing financial product for the masses. Yeah. So in comes blockchain. So I start consulting different companies, mainly enterprises, because I have a lot of experience in marketing for B2B and real industry sales. So I've been helping companies sell to banks, to supply chain firms, to build their value proposition. And all the while, I look at this industry and how it's transforming, you know, average person's ability to make money and invest, and at the same time, screwing them over because the industry is not regulated enough. So as soon as I learned about the security token space, which is a space of basically regulated securities that are backed by this blockchain, by blockchain platforms, then I realized that we have an opportunity finally to bridge the two, to allow people to invest in great products and also keep them protected. So long story short, I decided I want to form a company and work on creating a product, a financial product, and bring it to the masses. And then I found Yuval because I read about the use case in Aspen, Colorado, called Aspen Coin. It was a project done for a luxury hotel chain, St. Regis chain. It's a Marriott brand. It's a ski resort that basically needed to renovate and needed to raise funds. And they decided they're going to do it through this new mechanism called the security token, which they issued. And Yuval, who at the time had a had just started the company, executed the what's called the smart contract, which is this code that facilitates breaking a real estate asset into smaller parts in which investors can then invest. So then I learned that Yuval is actually living in Israel, living not far from Jerusalem. So I met with him and we saw that our visions are very much aligned and we decided to join forces. That's how I came to Solid Block.
I asked Yael about the challenges with traditional financial models and how Solid Block is able to create a better investment experience and access for investors.
We can focus that on real estate, whereas, you know, almost any asset can become the base for creating derivatives and securities on top of it. So when it comes to real estate, you have different types of developers and entrepreneurs who decide to take on a project. And, you know, they have an idea or they see a land plot or they see a hotel that may be renovated and rented or sold. So it all starts with this idea. And to bring it to life, they need some capital, of course. And they usually need to bring some capital from home, put a down payment, and then they need to get the rest from investors. And then they will go and leverage what's left from getting a loan from the bank. And then they kind of will wait until the project is finished, and then they'll either sell it or they might even sell it throughout the process, especially if it's a residential one. They can sell it to individual buyers or they can sell it to insurance companies, asset management, and so on. So at the end of the day, they'll have some money left over, and that's basically their profit. Now, large real estate companies and real estate groups have it much easier, and because basically they have a lot more liquidity, they have easier way to bring finances, and so they have even more tools. They even have a tool to be able to enable their investors to liquidate early, even buy back their shares, and because there is always economies of scale, so they can definitely facilitate that. Well, smaller companies cannot. So in terms of us, the retail or even accredited investors, in terms of our access to invest in these deals is very limited because it's limited by geography. It's limited by what you're exposed to. Usually you hear about deals from friends and there's some interesting platforms now like Fundraise. And I saw that you've interviewed someone from there. I love that platform. I've invested in a few deals there just to see how that works. And, you know, you can invest $500, $100 into a real estate property, and that's fantastic. So I'm always happy to see those types of platforms springing up. So that's basically the old process. There could be some sort of a structure like a REIT put in place where it also makes it a little easier for people to invest and sometimes even trade their investments. But I still feel that there is definitely a tremendous wall between what could be. If you look, let's say, at gold, right? Gold is also an asset. In some ways similar to real estate because, gold value is used kind of as a benchmark and it's relatively stable. So you create different products on top of it, derivatives, ETFs, you know, all kinds of digital products that are being traded. So you're asking yourself, you know, why isn't that done with real estate, which has attributes of a stable product or relatively stable product that can be used for the same type of creating the same type of market. And that's exactly what we're doing at Solid Block. So we're looking for amazing real estate deals, projects that, you know, otherwise maybe would not even have a chance because somebody found this opportunity and have a creative idea, creative brand that they want to implement. And then we want to create an opportunity for them to get investment throughout our platform. And we want to enable the public, you know, especially because people in different regions want to own real estate in other locations. You know that Spain real estate market, for example, is really booming when it comes to hotels and the travel industry. Or you know that, the German market has a certain rate of growth for commercial properties, or you have different indications, and you live in Japan, or you live in Greece, or you live in Turkey, and you want to invest in those properties. So that's what we're going to enable people to do in a highly regulated way. So basically what we're doing is we're going through regulation that pertains to a specific project within a specific jurisdiction and issuing securities in that jurisdiction, and then enabling people from all over the world to invest in those projects. And on the other end, when the project needs to be, liquidated and sold, then we're building a network of institutional investors that are going to be interested in acquiring what we call these digital securities, acquiring, holding, trading, and basically making their profit on their end.
As Yael talked about access as one of the key driving forces behind leveraging blockchain to help empower the retail investor, as crowdfunding has done in the recent past, I asked Yael about blockchain's point of differentiation over crowdfunding models.
Well, first of all, I think it's an evolution. So the fact that we've entered this stage of crowdfunding is tremendous. And we're going to be using the same models for the first stage, which is the primary market. We'll be able to go to retail investors. And now there is another regulation in the U.S. forthcoming as a result of the Jobs Act called Reg A or Reg A Plus, where projects are going to be able to raise up to $50 or $75 million, even from retail investors. And in Europe, just the crowdfunding level is up to 5 or 8 million euros, which already allows us to leverage bank financing for medium-sized projects and raise 5 to 8 million euros to supplement that. So we're also going to be using the same crowdfunding model on the primary stage. Now, what differentiates us from other crowdfunding models is the secondary market, and that's the trading of these securities. So what blockchain does for this market, for the real estate market, well, actually, there are many, many features that the blockchain or the challenges that it solves. But in terms of investment, it enables us to fractionalize, to break down a certain asset or a company representing an asset into smaller parts that can now be traded. They can be traded because we can easily track the ownership of each particular either debt or equity-based security. And not only we can track the ownership, it also shows us all the information pertaining to the funds that were channeled in. So, every single investor goes through what's called Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering. And in some cases, when we are limited by the regulation to only raise from accredited investors, as in most cases in the United States right now, that we also have to go through the accreditation check. So in our model, every time, somebody invests in the first stage, in a crowdfunding stage, or, not crowdfunding, but let's say they're investing at the primary market stage, they're receiving a security, which is can be held either by that person who invested, or it can be held by a custodian, which is a third party that can be basically tasked with holding that security. It can also be called a token, a security token, or a digital security. So next time I need some liquidity and I need some money, let's say I want to buy a yacht, or I want to finance my son's bar mitzvah, or I just want to invest in something else. So I have a way to liquidate my holding by selling it to either one of the people in this network who are holding part of this asset, or in the future, we'll be facilitating pushing these securities onto exchanges. And now there are many exchanges out there in the world working hard to acquire all the necessary licenses and create all kinds of mechanisms to facilitate the trade. It's very tricky, but even the New York Stock Exchange and the London Stock Exchange and Malta Stock Exchange, Gibraltar, and Deutsche Börse, they're all working on the security token features, right? So in the future, you'll be able to go on one of the exchanges and buy a real estate-backed security. And that's where I think it's going to be the most interesting for investors. You know, we're creating a new market. Even now, a real estate is somewhere in the region of $20 to $30 trillion as a market. So imagine if we add on top of it the possibility to trade and enable retail investors who are now mainly working on stocks, you know, sitting there on their Robinhood or E-Trade and trading Facebook and Google and so on, they'll be able to trade the Chrysler building or the Eastern European in the real estate, commercial real estate funds or the Dubai retail funds, things like that.
I asked Yael about the fundamentals of how blockchain works and the potential value to commercial real estate.
In general, blockchain does a lot for real estate. Real estate is riddled by inefficiencies, starting from the intermediaries that are increasing the prices of transaction, increasing the complexities. Then you go into bureaucracy, the inefficiencies of processes for land registries, for municipalities, proof of funds, escrow. Just takes a long time to do a real estate transaction. And if you are abroad, it's virtually impossible. You know, even if I wanted to invest in a Chrysler building, I wouldn't even know how to go about it. So apparently I understand it was sold to a guy in an Eastern European country, but that's another story. So, in Vienna. So anyway, so basically blockchain came in, you know, and gave a big promise to this industry in a way that blockchain facilitates transactions without intermediaries. That's its main value proposition. In general, if we go back to the roots of blockchain for the uninitiated, blockchain is just a basically huge accounting system that is mostly public. And it enables things like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which were not possible before this blockchain mechanism was invented. Because when I send somebody a dollar, let's say, Ryan, I'm going to send you a dollar, you know, I'm going to give you a cash equivalent of a dollar, then I'm a dollar poorer, you're a dollar richer, and there's no problem. Same happens with the bank. When I send you a dollar via wire transfer, and my account is a dollar less, your account is a dollar more. Now, when there's a digital transaction, in order for that to happen, and there is no bank that takes a dollar from my pocket, puts a dollar in your pocket, everybody in the system needs to be aware that this transaction happens, and everybody in the system needs to agree that this transaction is valid by checking my person in your person. So that's exactly what blockchain does. It basically creates a mechanism for people around the network to see our transaction happening publicly, approve it, and then lower my balance and increase your balance. So the same thing happens in any transaction, including a real estate transaction. My ownership of an apartment or an asset is transferred to you. So in the same way as I would send you a dollar. And that actually has been done. It's not something that SolidBlock does, but that has been done by many companies, including one of the companies that we're pretty close to called Propi. So they've done a few real estate transactions in that way. And there are several governments in the U.S. I believe it might be Vermont, one of the states where it's happening, that implemented these processes and encouraged these processes. So that's blockchain and real estate. Now, from that was the first ever use case. So from that, we looked into the ability to basically take an asset and split it into these smaller parts that they can be transferred according to the same type of a principle, right? So if I own a piece of an asset, I should be able to easily transfer it, or relatively easily transfer it to someone else if I want to trade. So However, usually people trade through two different mechanisms. You know, they don't go to their neighbor, knock on their door and say, you know, can you buy this asset off of me? Usually there is either over-the-counter trade, which you basically offer your asset to people in the network, or there is a trade on an exchange where you offer it to everybody, but you incur some sort of a fee, which is paid to the exchange. So those are the two mechanisms. There are a few other functions that blockchain plays in real estate, but those are the main two.
I asked Yael about the efficiencies that blockchain will be able to create for commercial real estate professionals by leveraging blockchain.
So first and foremost, you need to establish the ownership. Who owns the asset? And usually you have to hire a lawyer or do some sort of investigative work, request documents from different offices, and it takes time and it takes resources. So different governments around the world have created initiatives to create a blockchain-based registry. So anytime you just basically pull out a document from a digital ledger, so that would be one way to alleviate complex processes. Then the whole transaction usually involves a lot of lawyers and offices and notaries and escrows. So if your property is on blockchain and you have located a buyer for that property, there's something that's called a smart contract, which is a blockchain-based tool, which allows you to create a function in which once the money is received, it's kind of sort of like an escrow. Once you receive the funds, then the ownership is transferred to the owner of those funds. So potentially when in the future, when you're going to be buying an apartment, you'll be, I think it, this is something that could really be executed within a matter of hours or not, or maybe even minutes. So it's basically, a aside, of course, from negotiating the actual contract. But the transaction itself shouldn't take long. Because, you know, all you have to do is pull out the information of ownership, compare it with the owner of a wallet that is sending you money. I mean, sorry, that is receiving the funds, right? They're going to be connected. They're not going to be connected to your personal information because there are other blockchain tools that provide you some privacy features in which your personal information is split from, let's say, your financial information and your ownership, but you'll be able to figure out who this person is and that they're receiving the money. The buyer would be able to pull up the information on the project and ensure, you know, do their due diligence. And then they would be transferring their funds to you and your ownership will be automatically transferred to them. So that's how we envision for real estate transactions to happen in the, maybe not so near future, but some point within this decade, let's say.
Stefan DeBates, founder and president of Elevated Returns, owner of Aspen St. Regis and other hotel properties, said, "We think we have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create a benchmark for what real estate tokenization looks like." I asked Yael if she would share about SolidBlock's role in the tokenization of the St. Regis Aspen's equity raise.
In their case, they weren't up to the full capacity of the resort, and they needed to raise some money to renovate, so to increase the profits. And so they went to this broker dealer or an agent on the project, Templum, and they basically asked for the best strategy of how to do this. And so they had this idea. They heard about the ability to do the security token of regulated raise on the blockchain. And they went for it. They decided that they're going to, you know, they were kind of bullish on the technology. And the market was doing pretty well at the time. So they decided that they were going to do it. And there was not much risk for them involved in that because in general, it's just the same process. You go to the investors and you just tell them that in addition to owning like a PDF document of their security, they're also going to have some tokens or digital securities held by a third party. They will be able to liquidate them, which is a plus from any other model that they've seen, you know, they've been using before. And in addition, they're going to have to go maybe through some onboarding process on a digital platform, which we created. So at SolidBlock. So basically, they went for it, and they had some existing investors or previous investors that joined the round. Also partnered with Indiegogo to bring some of their investors on board. And brought some additional funds and accredited investors from all over the world. The interesting part about this project was that usually when you raise a token or a security token, you have what's called the soft cap and the hard cap. Soft cap is the minimum that you need to raise in order to continue with the project. And the hard cap is the maximum. So they decided to raise from 1 million to 18 million. And they raised 18 million really quickly. So, and many people actually to this day are contacting us and asking us, how can we invest in AspenCoin? And they don't have a way right now because all the tokens have been sold.
I asked Yael about the secondary market for tokens.
In the US, the regulation that we used was called a Reg D, Exemption 506. So basically, this regulation requires a lockup period of a year. So these tokens haven't started trading. And since the project started, actually, another company came in called Securitize, and they're very big in the space. And they're the ones that are going to be basically responsible for the trading processes right now. So I'm actually going to be on the panel with Tal Eliashiv, who's one of the founders, in a few days. So I'll ask him what's the deal and what's happening with that. I'm actually really, really interested to see where this token is going to be traded. But you can actually see, if you go on Ethereum blockchain, you can see the token and you can see the number of investors and you can see the amount of tokens held by each. So it's actually pretty cool.
Aspen's prestige, plus a luxury hotel brand, the St. Regis, and a unique security offering equals intrigue from the investment and real estate communities. I asked Yael what the deal did for SolidBlock.
Really positive track record. There are many companies out there that say that they can do security token offerings and that they can do regulation, or they understand real estate, where in reality they're very few. And I think that that's why we travel so much to conferences, you know, every 2 weeks or so, and sometimes every week or sometimes twice a week, to talk about security token space and to talk about fractionalization of real estate, is because we really understand the process from A to Z, the complexities, and we understand the challenges, and we also understand the added value. A lot of times people are coming to us and asking, so, you know, you already have REITs, you have, like you said, crowdfunding, you have a lot of real estate market tools that are similar to maybe what your value proposition is. And, you guys are, or this industry is not innovative enough. So I think that that's basically because there is a lack of understanding of the potential of using real estate as a base asset and creating a whole market around it and enabling this trade. And I'll tell you why, and it really aligns with my vision for the world. Right now in the real estate space, everybody who's investing is expecting, you know, some sort of a high return, maybe 20-25% in some cases. So how can people expect such high returns? That what needs to give in order for that to happen? So when you look at many projects out there, you look at different risks, right? So the market risk and even the developer risk, how they go in the project and maybe sometimes try to build a project that's too big because they become a little greedy, because they understand they can make more money. and they get stuck because they don't have enough experience. Or they try to maximize the space that they can sell, and they kind of disregard the public spaces and the public domain. Or, you know, they're not being mindful of maybe the best places to live rather than the places where you can make more money, where the land is going to, you know, go up in price. So I think that there's so many inefficiencies in the market, and we can help correct them by democratizing access to this market, by creating a global opportunity that you'll be able to look at the best projects in the world and invest the best projects in the world and support, as well as, you know, maybe you want your hometown to grow. Or, by the way, this is not only limited to commercial or even residential, it could be also infrastructure projects. It could, in the future, it will be green energy projects and so on. So you're able to look into these projects. And we as millennials, I guess I am still a late millennial of sorts, but we like to feel connected to projects, and we like to, or to companies that we invest in. And we also don't like to own an apartment necessarily and to live in it, especially go through all the bureaucratic process and mortgage. So as millennials, I think are going to be super interested in a one-click purchase of an asset that they feel really connected to and then brag about it at their next Saturday night party. No, I bought an apartment in Athens, Greece, or, you know, things like that, or a part of an apartment building. So long story short is that the vision is to democratize access, to create a truly global market with really great, amazing projects, and to find capital at lower cost, also globally, and by creating executing different financial planning across the life cycle of a real estate deal, to really create this amazing financial product and market that a lot of people can benefit from.
I asked Yael about Solid Block's business model and how they make money.
We're going to bring the lowest cost capital to the best and highest yielding products that actually the public may even play a role in deciding, increasing the demand. But otherwise, you know, our role is similar to that of an investment bank or an investment bank platform, where we're going to connect this capital with a project. And we're going to make money by providing the best platform to do that. The best tools, the best trading tools, will be able to combine different projects to create indices that are going to be more liquid by the virtue of just being bigger, you know, going to the size in which family offices or institutionals may be more interested in. And also on the technology end, we are, at the end of the day, a technology company. So we have wide-reaching plans for our platform, including machine learning mechanisms for trading, IoT-driven valuation tools for valuation of assets, especially the commercial real estate assets. We'll be able to pretty much predict the trends in which the prices of our assets are going to move, and the valuation of the assets in our portfolio. We'll be able to create quarterly reports for investors, which is, of course, this transparency is going to generate liquidity at the end of the day.
I asked Yael what success looks like for Solid Block over the next 12 months.
Right now, we're really focused on executing as many projects as we can. So we're involved in about a dozen of global real estate projects. And we wanted the use cases of different kinds, residential, commercial, debt, or equity-based digital securities. So we're trying to do as many different cases as possible so that we can kind of anticipate challenges and create models that are appropriate for almost any case out there in the market. And so our success would be to successfully complete these projects and raise for them to be built, and then move into the next stage, in which we're going to create a fund that's going to co-invest in real estate opportunities.
Great to connect with Yael Tamar of SolidBlock today. SolidBlock is a smart contract development management platform for tokenized securities. SolidBlock technology gives you the ability to tokenize any asset and sell shares in exchange for fiat or cryptocurrency, reduce overhead cost, get up and running quickly, and structure your security according to your business objectives. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Yael and SolidBlock's pursuit to power the next generation of venture funding through blockchain. You can find out more about Yael and SolidBlock in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.